Hi everyone, this is ABC Day 21, Tuesday. Although when this will be uploaded is anybody's guess, as we've got no internet at the moment, which is an absolute pain and a nightmare because I wanted to do my Tesco's order. And I obviously can't. I can use the app, but I've deleted the app now. Because I don't like the app on the phone, so I like to do it on my laptop. I've actually deleted the app, and obviously I've got no internet, so I can't install it. Well, I suppose I could use my mobile data, but I'm not going to. This is day 21, and I just want to talk about this day. This day is special for quite a few reasons. Firstly, it's my third wedding anniversary to Obi. This time 3 years ago, we were newly married. We were in Nigeria. It was a boiling hot day, but it's a lovely day now here. It's warm. You can hear the kids out playing in the playground. And we had a very, very nice day. I talked a little bit about it the other day, so I'm not going to go on about that now. He made me my breakfast this morning, and he's gone off to work now. He's on the late shift, unfortunately. But we're going out on Saturday. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. We haven't decided where we're going to go, whether we're going to make it a day thing or an evening thing, you know, to go out for a meal in the evening. It depends on the weather. I'd quite like to go out somewhere for the day if it's a nice day. But we'll see. Unfortunately, the day will be nearly over by the time he gets back, because he doesn't get back till about 10:45 tonight. And I'm making our dinner, but obviously he might not have that tonight. He might have it for his breakfast, although it's a bit of a weird thing to have for your breakfast because I'm making gammon and pineapple with salad. Today is also the second anniversary of moving back in here after the fire. Now, most of you know, because you've been following me a long time, and I'm often making reference to it because I suppose it did have a profound effect on our lives. We had a fire on the 2nd of January 2013, following which we had to move out for 4 months, almost 4 months. And today, 2 years ago, was the day we moved back in. It was a Sunday. It was a very happy day because we'd been through hell, really, with the fire, the aftermath, and the place was all lovely, nicely and newly decorated. All the stuff was new. Unfortunately, we moved back minus one cat who died in the fire. Excuse me, that was Dotty. And we moved in with a new one. That's Pinky. So that was a happy occasion as well. It's also the day 14 years ago that I qualified with my last guide dog, Nikki, who unfortunately is no longer with us. So that was the official beginning of a very good partnership of eight and a half years of guide dog mobility with her. And then she had a couple of years retirement, half of it with me and half of it with my parents. So That's a day I'll always remember, obviously, or I'll always remember it for that reason too. It's also my uncle's birthday. Now, unfortunately, he's no longer with us either. He died in 1993, so more than 20 years ago now. And I just want to take a few minutes to remember him. He was a very kind man. My mum's brother, 10 years older than her, he died suddenly of a massive heart attack. He was 65. So he was a very kind, gentle person. I never knew him to be angry, though I'm sure he was sometimes. He used to be the administrator at Cook and Wood. I think it was the administrator or something like that. Cook and Wood Women's Prison in Kent. It's no longer a women's prison. I think it's just like one of these detention centres now. I'm not sure. But it was a women's prison for a long time. He received an MBE, I think it was, for his services there. A few years before he died, when he retired. And he was a great cat lover, animal lover generally. He was also a good photographer, and that was what his hobby. His hobby was photography and tennis. So we've got lots and lots of pictures taken by him. And yeah, I just think the world is a sadder place without him, really. So that's one thing to, another thing to remember this day for, really, is that it was his birthday. And I think he would have been 89 today. So, wherever he is, I hope he's having a good one. Oh, and it's sad to look back sometimes. Unfortunately, the kids never knew him. Connor was only 4 months old when he died. In fact, Connor's christening was 5 days after. Connor's christening was on the 28th of February 1993. My Uncle Ken died on the 23rd of February 1993. And he hadn't been well. And they had let us know they weren't coming to the christening. But we didn't really realise how unwell he was. And obviously neither did he. He had no idea what was wrong. So, yeah, that's sad. But he'll always be in our memory. Of course. I mean, I've got lots of memories of him. They never had kids. Him and his wife, Helen, who's still alive, they never had children. I don't know why. She always wanted them, but I don't know why they didn't have any. Well, maybe they just couldn't. So we did get a lot of attention from them when we were growing up. They visited us regularly. They used to come up to tea, and they were always bringing us presents and things. And they are like an ingrained part of my childhood and my earliest memories. And of course, I can't end this boo without saying, of course, it's Queen Elizabeth II's birthday today. I'm not a huge royalist, but I've got nothing against the royal family, really. They couldn't help being born who they were. Please don't say I'm committing treason to anybody. I think they bring a lot of tourism into the country, and I don't think people might think they've got a privileged life, and of course they have, but I don't think I'd want that life. I don't think I'd want, all these engagements every day, and, I just wouldn't want it. I like to be private. I mean, okay, I talk on audio boom, but that's as far as it goes. I wouldn't want to be out there in the public eye all the time. No, thank you. So, happy birthday, Your Majesty, or whatever I'm supposed to say. I believe she's 89, is she? I don't think she's 90. Pinky. Hello, Pinky. It's the second anniversary of having you home. Isn't it, Pink? Don't tread on my phone and disconnect us. Oh, here comes Toof Toof. Don't run, Pink, don't run. Then he's trying to intimidate her, and I've got my head in between them. And he's stumbled, his foot fell off the back of the sofa, and she still hasn't gone. And he's jumped down. Now he's going to get her from below. That's what he's done. He's such a little devil. He got down off the sofa, he stood up on his hind legs and made her get down from that way, because I was stopping him with my head. So, happy anniversary, Obi, and It's our second anniversary coming home, my uncle's birthday and the Queen's birthday, and the anniversary of me qualifying with Nikki. So it's quite an auspicious day. When I heard that, when we made our wedding arrangements and we were going to get married today, I really liked the date. I said, that's a good date. I don't know why, because I suppose because I had other associations with it. So this is a good day. Anyway, I'm going to put this in the upload queue where it will probably sit for ages because, as I said, I just rang Virgin Media to complain and there was a recorded message saying we apologise. I didn't even get anywhere because it said we apologise for a loss of service in the BR5 area. The latest update is the problem has been identified and the latest estimate of the time for it to be fixed or whatever they said it more eloquently than that was 10:20 p.m. So there we go. Anyway, I will speak to you all soon.